Wheeling News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump acknowledged he would move next week to trigger a snapback of sanctions on Iran at the United Nations. Talking to reporters one day after the U.N. Security Council rejected a U.S. bid to extend a U.N. arms embargo on Iran, he said, quote, "You'll be watching it next week," end quote. The United States has threatened to trigger a return of all U.N. sanctions on Iran using a provision in a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers known as snapback, even though Trump abandoned the accord in 2018. Diplomats have said the United States would face a tough, messy battle in any such move. Mr. Trump also said he would, quote, probably not participate in an online summit proposed by his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The Russian president called Friday for an online summit with the five permanent Security Council members, plus Germany, over a possible extension of the international embargo on arms sale to Tehran. And U.S. President Donald Trump's younger brother, Robert Trump, has died after being hospitalized in New York. He was 71. In a statement, the president called his brother his best friend. He says he died Saturday night. Mr. Trump visited his brother at a New York City hospital on Friday after White House officials said he had become seriously ill. The youngest of Trump's siblings remained close to the president. As recently as June, Robert Trump filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Trump family that unsuccessfully sought to stop publication of a tell-all book by the president's niece. And the United States is calling for a transparent and credible investigation into the massive port blast in Beirut that killed 178 people. The devastating explosion occurred on August 4th, and authorities say it was caused by more than 2,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, which had been unsafely stored at the port for 7 years. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's top coronavirus advisor used a visit to the Kansas to urge people to wear masks regardless of where they live. Dr. Deborah Birx, coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Saturday that the epidemic is both urban and rural. She also stressed that people should socially distance and not have gatherings. Birx said when communities start seeing a rise in positive cases, leaders need to close the bars, restrict indoor dining, and ensure there's a mask mandate. Globally, approximately 770,000 people have died from COVID-19. The figure is more than 169,000 in the United States and more than 107,000 in Brazil. There are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the United States having the largest share, followed by Brazil and India, altogether totaling over 11 million. India says it's ready to mass-produce COVID-19 vaccines when scientists give the go-ahead. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in his Independence Day speech over the weekend, in annual celebrations held at the 17th century Red Fort and scaled down due to the pandemic, Modi identified health and economic self-reliance as the key priorities for his government. Not one, not two, but three vaccines are being tested in different phases in India, he said. When we get the green light from scientists, then production will be on a large scale, he said to the crowd. He also launched a national project to roll out health identities for each citizen in the country of 1.3 billion. He said records of every health test, disease, medication, and other details will be kept under a health ID. Meantime, two of Rio de Janeiro's most famous tourist attractions, the Christ the Redeemer statue and Sugarloaf Mountain, reopened this weekend with new measures in place to stop the spread of coronavirus, while Brazil still has the world's worst COVID-19 outbreak outside of the United States. A ribbon-cutting ceremony marked the reopening of the Christ the Redeemer statue, which was deep cleaned on Friday in preparation for Saturday's visitors. Sugarloaf Mountain also welcomed visitors once again on Saturday with reduced hours and limited capacity. Social distancing, face coverings, and hand sanitizing are mandatory for visitors. Despite the gradual reopening, experts warn Brazil has yet to hit the peak of its health emergency. And New Zealand on Sunday reported 13 new confirmed cases of the coronavirus over a 24-hour period as the country's first outbreak in months continues to grow. For more on these and other stories making headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.